Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're welcoming you in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. And the message is the suffering servant of Yahweh. We're going to lift his name on high. Let me give you just a little bit of our introduction here as we get into the message. To Yahweh. Glory, glory, glory. Ladies and gentlemen, what does it mean to lift his name on high? Well, it means to serve him. And to serve him means that you must suffer. Now, to suffer with him, to reign with him. Our Creator's basic system, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to explain it the best I know how. Because it seems like Christianity has lost out on the whole purpose of our existence here upon the planet. They want to pay, pray, and prosper society to sit in the pews and listen to a dead, dry sermon and be entertained and their ears tickled. But our system, ladies and gentlemen, is based on conflict. Now, let me repeat that. Our basic Christian system of the Creator, the true system, not the false. There is a way that seemeth right. And these things are happening all over the earth today to make you think that all you've got to do is to pay, pray, and prosper. But a conflict is between good and evil, between love and hate. Do you know the Bible says you've got to hate? You must hate your father, must hate your mother, you hate your children, and yeah, even your own life. The sacrifices that is required by truth is devastating to the physical man. You've got to be ready to make war. You must be ready to die to gain eternal life. He that seeketh to save his life, the Bible says, will lose it. But he that will lose his life will save it. It's a paradox of the opposites of what's being taught today. Everybody thinks that Yahweh called you in to lay on a flower bed of ease and be entertained in a pew. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you something that I think maybe that you need to listen to very well, and you could do well to write this down into your memory. For us to obey our Creator, we must endure the conflict that through the evil, we may possess the good. Now, let me go with that again. For us to obey our Creator, we must endure the conflict that through the evil, we may inherit the good. Remember what the Creator said, "Behold, I set before you good and evil. Choose this day which you'll serve. And behold, I create good and evil." Yahweh's way is a conflict between those systems. What man calls good, Yahweh calls evil. And what man calls evil, Yahweh calls good. No doubt that the kingdom is shut up against those who love the world, they love their self, and they love to be entertained, as I said, and they don't want to suffer. You got to endure. The Bible said, "He that endures," and through much tribulation, we will gain the kingdom. If we obey our Creator, we can pray for Yahweh to deliver us from evil, which is Satan, the god of this world, according to Matthew 6:13. However, we were not called to make peace with Satan. We were called to make war, and we were called to make soldiers of the battle. We're seeking a better resurrection according to Hebrews 11:35. And that's why we labor. The world expects us to just go to a church on Sunday, love everybody, howdy and shake, read John 3:16, and go home. That ain't the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. To endure evil, you must fight the good fight of faith. And Satan is only angry, ladies and gentlemen, at those that love Yahweh and keep His commandments. If you become a commandment keeper, love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and mind and your strength. If you do that, everybody else is secondary. Now, let me repeat that. Because you yourself have to come in last. You put yourself last. You put Yahweh first. And the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. You see that? The paradox of the opposites of what He's telling you to do to fight the good fight of faith. Now, we're going to our text tonight, and we're going to read it to you out of the book of Acts, and it's chapter 9, and it's verse 16. Here is the Apostle Paul on a flower bed of ease, if you would look at his job. He was trained in the Sanhedrin, and he was well-versed and spoke fluently, we know, Hebrew and Greek, possibly other languages. But he was trained in the mechanics and the functioning of the law, giving out himself that he was a righteous one. And when he heard these men, these little Hebrew boys in Jerusalem, when he heard them preaching and using the forbidden name. Now, what name were they preaching, and what name was forbidden to be spoken publicly? Certainly wasn't Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the Apostle Paul had never heard about a Savior named Jesus. But he heard these Hebrew boys downtown talking about a Savior named Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he knew, and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin knew, that that couldn't be correct, because for generations they had been told that the name Yahweh was too sacred to utter in a public, and no prophet or teacher would dare to do so in breaking the law. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was their law. That wasn't Yahweh's law, because in the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verses 10 and 11. He said, "You are my witnesses that I am Yahweh." Well, here is the little Hebrew boys, according to the Gospel of St. John, in chapter 17, verse 6, the Heavenly Father in a flesh body that came down and dwelt with them for 33 years, preached to them as a companion ministry for 3 years. He told them what the Father's name was. They'd never heard it spoken in public. The high priest went in once a year to the holiest of holies, and the time of the offering, and he would speak the name in a hushed tone. Otherwise, it was forbidden. And when Christ stood up in the assembly in Luke chapter 4, verse 16, and he read the scriptures out of the book of Isaiah, he spoke that name publicly right there. He used it. And that was a violation of the Sanhedrin laws and the temple commandments. They had been taught to forget Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. He had been taught, as was the Hebrew priesthood, to forget the name of Yahweh and insert Hashem, or Lord, or Baal, or Kuros, depending on what language that they were using. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here is the Apostle Paul in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts on his way to Damascus to arrest these little Hebrew boys. And by the way, according to the book of Acts, in certain places that we'll review tonight, they were drawn before, I'm talking about Peter, James, and John and the bold ones of the Jerusalem Yahweh cult. And isn't it strange that you're hearing now all over the country about these little Yahweh cults springing up? Oh no, they don't have the big cathedrals, stained glass. Oh no, they don't go to these 30,000 member mega Sunday church. No, they don't do that. They don't sit in the air-conditioned pews and hear a feel-good, ear-tickling, pay, pray, and prosper message with a philosophy and vain deceit or well-spoken words or well-crafted ministers. Instead, they are perhaps having meetings in their homes or in areas that you wouldn't recognize if you went by to recognize, because they don't have a steeple on the building. You know what a steeple represents? A pagan phallos, meaning that it's the male attribute from the pagan customs of the past. And of course, the cross represents where the phallos is inserted. This is the intercoursing denominational whore system that set up these pagan things for you to be allured into the bell boxes. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that this is a suffering way. To suffer with him is to remain with him. Did you know that the Bible says that you must endure the trials of your calling? John 6:44 and John 17:26, the Messiah, in instructing his disciples to go preach in the name that he revealed to them. And that's why that they were in trouble in the 4th chapter of the book of Acts, in the 5th chapter of the book of Acts, and in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, where many of the apostles were beaten and persecuted for their teachings. Ladies and gentlemen, what is wrong with Satan today. Christianity has become such a washout that Satan himself has made peace with the Christians. In 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians, you'll find that Satan and his ministers have been transformed into ministers of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it is frightening to know some of the things that these modern day evangelists, these televangelists, are saying in reality. I have a DVD that I could send you and hope that you would order it that will expose exactly what some of these modern evangelists are really saying when you get down to the facts of their language. Slowing down their speech and backmasking will reveal exactly what they're saying. It's incredible. The mass hypnotic style of these false prophets, Satan and his ministers, ladies and gentlemen, who do not teach you to endure hardness as a soldier for the Messiah. Therefore, my son, Paul exhorts, be strong in the grace of the Messiah. For thou hast heard of me before many witnesses the same thing you must also commit to faithful men. And you should teach them this, that they endure hardness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Paul was a prime example after he heard the Messiah, after the Messiah struck him down in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. Paul was on his way to Damascus before he was converting. He was still a high sheriff in the Sanhedrin court with warrants in his pocket, on his way to Damascus to arrest those who were preaching this name in Damascus. And he opposed it because the Sanhedrin court had told him and others, it was common practice, for no one to ever speak in public the name of Yahweh. Oh my, ladies and gentlemen, and Jeremiah 23, 25, and 26, they forgot how to speak his name. Only the elite high priest, the ministers of Satan. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be surprised when I say that, because those of the Sanhedrin were ministers of Satan. They had loved the chief seats. Beware of the Pharisees and the scribes, for they love the chief seats, and they love to be seen, and they love to be heard. Well, ladies and gentlemen, nothing has changed today. And when we tell you that you must be a soldier, that you commit yourself to endure the hardness, there is times when a soldier has to put on the whole armor. And ladies and gentlemen, they don't even demand you put on anything but your three-piece suit, and please bring your tithing checks and pocketbooks and your credit cards. They'll even take plastic now at these churches. And then you go back home and work next week and bring some more money. They don't want you to endure hardness as a soldier in a military style. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a war, and the war is against Satan and this type of ministry that Satan and his false prophets have brought upon the world scene and demonstrate the miracles and signs. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got them all over the land that the Bible said that they would deceive the very elect. Persecution will follow those that believe. Because Satan is a warrior you'll read Revelations 13 and 7, you'll see what I'm talking about. Persecution always comes after men and women of the faith that have the truth and have the name. Now, it is recorded in the 16th verse as we look at the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, that Paul was told specifically by Yahweh, Paul, I am going to show you how much you are going to suffer for my name's sake. Now, let's go back to Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 for just a moment to bring it into focus. Christ said himself, if you're going to be my disciple, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to assure you that no church in an organized church system will hate you for the name of Jesus. The Mormons will accept you. The Baptists will accept you. The Pentecostals will accept you. The Episcopalians will accept you. The Church of God, the Church of Christ, it goes on and on without end. They'll all accept you. But ladies and gentlemen, what about the name of Yahweh? It was a name that even the Sanhedrin court had kept secret and refused to let the people put the name of Yahweh on their lips. But everywhere that Christians in Jesus' name meet across the land, most of them in adoration and praise, or when they really get inspired and happy, they'll all say, Hallelujah. You ever wonder why they say that? Could it be possibly that they're saying the correct name while they call upon a false name through the deception and the craftiness of the Satan and his ministers who came in 325 A.D. in the council that Constantine called and had all of Rome. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't have a New Testament Bible until 1,500 years after the advent of these messiahs being beaten with rods. Paul was stoned several times and left for dead. Paul said he was beaten with rods for preaching the gospel. Know therefore that the preaching of the gospel and the working of miracles will bring persecution from religious groups. All of my persecution has come from religion. Those who oppose the name of Yahweh that is in some false name, and then when they hear Pastor Buddy preach, it digs them up, and I get hate mail, threatening things of this nature, and all that. But you know what the Bible says? To endure hardness and have an answer ready for anyone that asks you concerning this great name that Paul was told that he would have to suffer for. Did you know that they left him for dead many times? For so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. And he says, they shall persecute you. And it's recorded in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 12. So if you preach the gospel and you're looking for the city hall to give you the key to the city and give you an auditorium to preach Yahweh in, you're in the wrong city preaching the wrong name to the wrong people. But ladies and gentlemen, this other name is accepted everywhere that bodies assemble because it is a name that can't be proven 500 years in the past, and yet they use it simply because the whore system gave it to them, Jesus, And when I say that, I'm talking about, in English, Jesus. Jesus. Does it remind you of a certain pagan sky god that Rome served, even when they beat the apostles? And did you know the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses? Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the apostles and the prophets, which were hated and which were stoned and killed, were hated for the name of Yahweh, not for the name of Jesus or Iesus or for Buddha? Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a conflict. We're in a warfare. And most of your enemies are they of your own household. Let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily doth beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Paul, I will show you how much, Acts 9, I'll show you how much that you must suffer for my name's sake. Let us endure with patience, ladies and gentlemen. In patience you possess your soul. Why are we so down and out this day and time? Why are we the underdog? Why are we the few and not the many? As is recorded in the 7th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. I didn't choose you because you were the most people. I chose you because you are the fewest, and keep yourself unspotted from the world and having nothing to do with anything other than the house of Israel and those descendants. And yet this universalism of Christ, this universalism of Buddha, the universal religious system, ladies and gentlemen, making an appeal, and today we're having our political candidates that's running for the office of the United States of America, which has a money system that says, in God we trust. It just don't tell you which God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, it says there's many gods and many lords. Since 1933, America has used the wrong currency. We went from a silver and gold just weights and standards, which is the appropriate currency of the Bible. You know why the system was passed in favor of the Federal Reserve? Simply because they could get their hands on the true stuff. They confiscated. They raped. They looted. They stole the very essence of the heartbeat of the sons of Jacob in America. Let us run this race with patience. Let us accept the challenge of suffering that's set before us. Oh, yeah, we're the minority. Oh, yes, we have to take it laying down. Yes, we are persecuted. But don't you know that our Messiah himself, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the torture stake and all the suffering that went with it? Now, it wasn't joy of the moment, but he endured it knowing that if he kept the faith himself, he would have the joy. And joy comes later, ladies and gentlemen. Suffer now and have joy later. Or you can have your joy now and suffer later. You can't have it both ways. It's a conflict. You're a soldier. And when we say soldier, well, I went out today and I carried three tracks, and I crossed the street this old feller sitting over on a chair, and I gave him a tract, and I witnessed to him about Jesus. Glory to God. And I come in here tonight, folks. I'm just a missionary at heart. I gave out three tracts today. Glory to God, Shunda. Oh, my. How would you like to be drawn before the councils? Christ said himself, you shall be delivered up before the councils. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what kind of suffering did Paul go through? Well, let's find out. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Are we the ministers of Yahweh? I speak as a fool. Unless you become a fool, you can't speak for him. If you want to be a smart man, you speak for the world and Satan and the ministers of unrighteousness that appear righteous. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in death threats more often. For of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 5 times, ladies and gentlemen, with 39 stripes laid across his back with a cat of 9 tails for preaching Yahweh. What are you going to get when you preach him today in a society that doesn't recognize Yahweh? Well, you're going to get persecuted. You're going to get rejected. Blessed are you when men shall separate themselves from you. I've been turned out of the assemblies. My home church even turned me out of their presence for taking a Bible and proving him that their God that they called upon daily, or at least every Sunday, didn't exist. They shall hate you for my name. When you bring the true name, 5 times Paul was beaten with a rod of iron of a cat of 9 tails. It had the lead eaglets laced in the leather straps. 9 tails of the cat. That's why they call it a Roman cat of the 9 tails. And the Sanhedrin court employed it quite often as they tried to beat the living hell out of the prophets of Yahweh and the believers. They tried to do away with his name. In the 5th chapter of the book of Acts, they commanded Peter, James, and John, as they were drawn before the council, and demanded what authority they had to speak that name in public. Peter told him, he said, whether it seems right to you or whether it don't, we're going to preach it anyway. And the Bible said, and when they had brought them before the council, they beat them and commanded them that they speak to no man in that name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got news for you. Yahweh's coming soon for a people that has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. Aren't you sure that your sins are going to find you out? Aren't you a soldier of the common faith? Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the battlefield. You're listening to Shepherd's Call, Pastor Buddy. Part 2 coming up, the suffering servant for the great name of the King. I'll be right back. You're listening to Pastor Buddy, WWCR, around the world on the transmitting Joel LaSalve, live tonight.
Serve him till I die, and I'm on the battlefield for Yahweh. Yes, I'm on the battlefield.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're on the battlefield, you've got the battle scars of life to prove it. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh's coming back after a people that has endured the hardships of serving Him. Did you know if the devil loved you, that he would give you what is called a flower bed of ease? But don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that Satan is a liar and the father of it? Don't you know that he'll promise you a flower bed of ease, and in reality, he's got something else in mind for you? Blessed are those that suffer with me, for they will reign with me. Satan makes Christianity so smooth and so easy. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, when I was going to a bell box church, I couldn't believe some of the things that went on. It was just mostly Christmas at Christmas time, Santa Claus, lies. In the spring, it was the bunny rabbits. And in the fall, it was Halloween and the parties and the church suppers, the hamburger and the hot dogs in the basement. Eat, drink, and be merry. Ladies and gentlemen, I got my Bible and I went home. I went to the mountains and I went into the caves of East Tennessee and I sat for days on end without any pleasant food in my belly. And I said, Father, is this what you were talking about when you said I would suffer for your namesake? Father, what's missing in church? And it's not you, as you've seen on the signs. What's missing in church? And they leave out the word you. And of course, you spell it. And you say, me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's not that which is missing. It's truth. They don't want to preach the suffering truth. I received 40 stripes, save one, 5 times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. I was stoned 3 times. I was in a shipwreck a day and a night and lost in the deep. I have been in journeys often in perils and danger, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in the wilderness, in the sea, and among false brethren. That last one right there, ladies and gentlemen, in perils among the false brethren. And if you don't believe it, you read the 14th chapter of the book of Acts and see if Peter or Paul, when he was preaching down there, that they brought out oxen for him and his preaching companion, and was going to sacrifice these oxen to Zeus because they thought that they were Zeus ministers. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the false brethren. Besides all those things that I have suffered without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of sin to all of the assemblies that I'm visiting to see if they remain in the faith to endure the hardness. Suffering opposition and blasphemy and persecution and being expelled from his countrymen. The Jews were jealous when they saw the multitudes that heard Paul preach in Acts 13, 44. In Acts 45. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and contradicting and blaspheming, they opposed the things spoken by Paul. What did Paul speak? I'll show you, Paul said, Yahweh. In Acts 9:16, I'll show you what you must suffer for my great name. He was preaching that name that the Jews despised to be spoken. Ain't nothing changed, ladies and gentlemen. Only the Christians don't want it spoke today. They won't let me come and visit their church and preach them this message because it brings a name that their parishioners have never heard of. And so therefore, they hate you for the name, Matthew 10:22. But the Jews stirred up the devout and the prominent women and the chief men of the city, raised up persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from the region. Acts 13, verse 50. But the Jews stirred up the devout and the prominent women and the chief men of the city. That's the mayor and the council. That's a chief of police. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been run off the streets. They'll let a rock band praise Satan all night long and their children. They'd have to get up and go to Sunday school on Sunday morning. They'll let them stand on the street corner and rock and roll and smoke marijuana and drink beer. But they won't listen to a preacher preach on the name of Yahweh. I have been shut down in America. I have been shut down from preaching Yahweh in Canada. You know why? Because they, the people of the city, had the Royal Canadian Mounties come to my meeting in Canada. One of the native Canadians invited me for a meeting up in Canada. You don't want to call, Pastor Buddy. I'll bring trouble. I'll set a man against his wife, against his daughter, against his son, against his preacher, pastor, teacher, against the mayor of the city. This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Suffering for the cause. As it's recorded in Acts 14, where I told you, chapter 2, or 14, verse 2 through 5. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. Oh my. I have people fight me on the radio. I have people fighting me on television. I have people fighting me in the cities that I go to. Everywhere you go, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the name of Yahweh, it's a strong tower. The righteous believe in it, but the devil opposes it, and he will stir up the people against you. You show me one church that they'll let you preach the name of Yahweh. And oh, some of them will use Yahweh. They'll use it in the songs. They'll use it in a testimony. I've got a tape right now of a pastor that preached about the name of Yahweh to his congregation. But nobody's been baptized in that name. They still believe in Santa Claus. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the name brings change, and they don't want to change. Full well, they reject the truth to keep their own tradition. In Lystra, Paul was stoned and left for dead. Acts 14 and 7. For preaching the gospel there, he suffered. They'll stone you, ladies and gentlemen, if you bring in the name that they've not heard. They will stir up the people against you. Woe unto the pastors, for they get in the door. They won't go in themselves. And they hinder them that would. You say, Pastor Buddy, what are we going to do about that? You're just too hard. I just don't know where I can make it or not. I would believe what you're saying, but my wife might get mad at me. Ladies and gentlemen, is your wife going to save you at the judgment seat when her knee will bow like yours? Are you sisters that say, well, I don't know. My husband will get mad at me if I do that. What are you going to do in the day when he bows his knee and submits to the name that was set at naught of the builders? Acts 4:11 and 12. Peter talked about the suffering in 1 Peter chapter 2. For it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is zealous for his Creator. But take it, ladies and gentlemen, to your credit. If you receive a beating for doing wrong, you endure it. But if you suffer the same beating for doing good and then endure it, that's commendable because you will suffer. You say, well, I didn't know I had to suffer, Pastor Buddy. Come and join me on some of my missions. Read some of my mail. Listen to some of my telephone calls. Listen to some of these churches in the community that have thrown me out and stirring up the people. It's the same old spirits doing the same old thing for the same reasons, to harm and to slander you for doing good. You will receive evil. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? No one, right? Asked Peter when they drawed him up and beat him in the council that I told you about in Acts chapter 5. He was preaching a good name. It's the same one the Christians think they're calling upon, but it's not. Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, the New Testament name was changed from Yahweh to Jesus. And it has deceived a lot of people. And you know why? Simply because it's an easier way. And the people love a lie. It's hard to preach the truth. When you bring the truth, it brings separation. And Christ said, I didn't come to bring peace. I come to bring division. A division of your friends. Oh my, I've lost so many. I've sat and cried a many a tear. Not because I was crying for the loss of the friend, but because they rejected the man from Galilee, the true man from Galilee, whose name is Yahweh, and that name is above every name, and at that name every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 and 11. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get your Bible under your arm and go out to some of these churches and see what happens to you. You'll wake up in jail because they'll call the police and explain that you were stirring up the people. A troublemaker. Disturbing the peace. They want it their way. And they will show you the highway. You know why? Because you are persecuted for the right name. That's what that means. Paul, I will show you how much you're going to suffer for my name. If you can't suffer, then don't expect to reign. If you can't put on the whole armor, expect to get an arrow in your back or through your heart, because your friends will put them there. Blessed are those that are not offended. Blessed are those that hear the word and do it. Oh man, I've got some wonderful saints that support me. And I'm amazed at their faith. They got more faith than I have. They got more zeal than I've got. They're bolder than I am. And I'm amazed that I'm so far behind in preaching righteousness. Blessed are they, for theirs is the kingdom. If you won't suffer with him, ladies and gentlemen, you won't reign with him. If you want to compromise and sit on the seat of ease and do nothing, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Woe to the shepherds that fail to bring blood. It's a conflict way, ladies and gentlemen. People even faint when you kill a lamb for Passover. They think you've slayed a swine. Or think you should. They got more respect for you if you kill a swine and have a pig roast on Passover. Because that's what most of the Christians do. They roast them a ham and get mad if you kill a little lamb, which is the order of the menu. It's a conflict way, ladies and gentlemen. And where are we going to end up if the righteous scarcely be saved? Where will these unrighteous perverts, spiritual perverts that change the word, got more respect for you if you have a pig roast than if you do on Passover having a lamb roast? If it's that bad, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think it is, you come to some of our meetings and you'll see. Job is a suffering man. But ladies and gentlemen, it was nothing compared to what the Messiah went through. Paul was a suffering man, and Yahweh said, I'll show you, young man, those men that you killed down there in the 7th chapter of the book of Acts, where you killed Stephen when he called on my name, and you killed him for uttering that name in public. I'll show you what you must suffer for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, it's imperative for you to find out his name. If you don't know his name, write Pastor Buddy tonight at Post Office Box 2284. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284. And I will send you a tract entitled, Hallelujah, and Do You Know the Name of the Creator? Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the name of Yahweh has been around for many, many years, a lot longer than Jesus? And yet they have done away with Yahweh, and they brought in another name. But there'll be no other name. But ladies and gentlemen, they have brought a name in that they live by, but they're dead. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that this name is above every name. Hallelujah. Next time you Christians using Jesus, next time you say, Hallelujah, I want to ask you a question. Will you think about it? we say, Pastor Buddy might have a point here, that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and that the righteous run into it and they're safe. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call my sponsor tonight. That'll be Dr. Gary, 877-289-7439, and Brother Paul for STEM Tech at 1-800-253-2748. You can call me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can go on my website online, that's www.circleroyal.com. You can listen to Pastor Buddy and Brother Randall next Friday night on WWRB 3.185. We'll be in Etowah, Tennessee, come Friday evening of this week. If you'd like to join us in our Pentecost meeting, we encourage you to be there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall has done caught up with us, and many blessings to you on the radio network.